born on February 2, 1998, to Adriana and Roberto Perrin. Nicola was a charismatic and energetic boy. Now, Nicola from a young age had a passion for the game of rugby. This passion came from his father and was a factor of unity between the two of them. His father Roberto remembers taking little Nicola to the Battaglini di Rovigo Stadium when he was a year old. As soon as little Nicola would see the bleachers and oval rugby ball, his eyes would sparkle, showing how he was born with a sport in his blood. Now, he began playing rugby when he was 6 years of age, later playing on the regional junior under 18 team in nearby Rovigo, northeastern Italy, wearing the number 9 jersey as a scrum half or halfback. Now, Nicola was a hard worker on the field. One doesn't need to know his story in order to understand this. His position on the field as a scrum half explains it all. A position that involves a lot of passing and running, and not very desirable for some. But for someone like Nicola, who was always willing to fight, struggle, and suffer for his teammates, it was no surprise that he fitted well on the field. Nicola in the game of rugby was given the nickname Para by his teammates. Each teammate carried a unique nickname on the field as a way of not allowing the opposing team to get in on their tactics. Now, rugby wasn't the only sport he enjoyed. He also loved to fish and engage in other outdoor activities. At the same time, he knew how to put his energy in the classroom, where he excelled both as a student and as a friend, gaining the affection and respect of all those around him. Now, he was always ready to help others and got along with kids of all ages. He was always the boy that if there was someone having a rough day, he was always the person to bring a smile on your face. He was even described by one of his teammates as a humble friend and a good listener. We can say Nicola transmitted the very love that was taught to him by his family. As the popular saying goes, a simple act of true love will always create an endless ripple. Now, a teammate and close friend of his even testified of how Nicola taught them to put up a fight and to always do better despite bad results. Because without a fight, they wouldn't have become champions of Italy. Now, he seemed to have a bright future before him. However, he started to tell his parents that he was suffering from fatigue and other symptoms, and they took him to the hospital for tests. It was in 2013, at the age of 15, that he was diagnosed with leukemia. Even though these were shocking results, he received the diagnosis with surprising strength of spirit. Nicola had a special devotion to Padre Pio and to the Virgin Mary, but his favorite prayer had always been the Our Father. Nicola was patient and humble throughout all the tests and therapies, always carrying a smile on his face. Nicola suffered with great serenity and peace, never complaining, and often encouraging others as he normally does, and playing with the younger patients. Now, he wrote of how he asked the Virgin Mary and the Lord to forgive him for not managing to pray, or not having the strength to do so, showing great faith and a very intense and harmonious relationship with God. Nicola wrote in his diary about how his illness helped him appreciate every day of his life. He wrote, "I always imagined I'd grow old, that one day I'd have wrinkles and my hair would turn white. I've dreamt of building a family. That's the way life is, fragile, precious, and unpredictable. Every day that goes by isn't our right, but a gift we're given. I love my life, I'm happy, and I'm in debt to my loved ones. I don't know how long I'll live, so I don't want to waste time being sad." He kept his focus on others, apologizing to his parents for making them suffer on his behalf, and playing with younger children in the cancer ward to lift their spirits. Once, Nicola was given an iPad, and when he realized he wasn't going to be around to use it, he said, "It doesn't matter. That means we can sell it and help other children and other families." Now, although he underwent all the treatment possible, including 2 bone marrow transplants, one of each from both his parents, he didn't get any better. He was fully aware of how serious his situation was, but he didn't give up hope. He continued his online studies in the hospital, attending classes via Skype. He wrote, "I know that Jesus is close to me, he loves me and helps me, but I do and accept what he decides," showing the acceptance of his sufferings. Now, 2 days before his death, he asked his father to help him make the sign of the cross, the last gesture he would ever make. He died on December 24, 2015, at the age of 17. Nicola Perrin, pray for us. Tua presenza.
sei la grinta.